The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, so I want to officially welcome everybody to the broadcast. This is End Time Headlines. Welcome all of our podcast, welcome our YouTube audience, and welcome our Facebook Live audience. Guys, tonight, I don't know how to put this in anymore. This is going to be a very somber message. We are going to pray at the end of this. But if you followed our ministry for any time, any length of time, you know we do not sugarcoat things. We don't sweep things under the rug. We tell you the truth. We tell you how it is. And tonight, I want to talk about the three stages of a pandemic, and where I personally believe we are right now. Now, what do I mean by pandemic? I know that the World Health Organization has not officially come out and say that, and I think it's a matter of just trying to minimize panic and uncertainty and fear in America and even around the globe. But all the indicators are there that we are in a full-blown pandemic. And I want to just give you some headlines, and then I want to go over the whole purpose of what we're talking about. Major cities across the globe are all reacting to what's going on. I was going to go in a different direction, but I'm going to backtracking. I'm just going to go right into the three levels of what I believe is a pandemic and where we're at. And then I'm going to explain why, because I was going to do the opposite of this, but I feel led to stop and reverse this. So, when you study pandemics, whether it be the Asian flu, the Spanish flu, the Hong Kong flu, the bubonic plague, when you go through history and you start doing your own research and you discover civilization basically reacts to a pandemic in three ways. There's three levels to every pandemic. The first one, the first stage is denial. The second stage is anger, and the third stage is acceptance. Let me say that again, because I'm going to explain where we're at right now as a civilization. The first stage of a pandemic is denial. The second stage is anger, and the third stage is acceptance. Now, if you want to know where we are right now as a civilization, you can go on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these other social media outlets, websites, blog sites, YouTube, you name it. And you will see it is evident from the reaction of the majority of the populace that we are in the first step of the stage of this, which is denial. People are in a denial state. I'm telling you guys, there is people that will say things, this is a hoax, it's fake news, it's not real. People are blaming. They're denying. It's just full blown denial. People are saying they're coming up with all kinds of weird conspiracy theories. It's 5G. It's not really a virus. And in my opinion, this is very dangerous. When you start telling people that there is not a virus, that this is all a hoax, and that this is all fake, that is extremely dangerous. And let me explain why that's very dangerous. And you're gonna see me get a little bit angry here, because I'm gonna tell you why I get angry about this. When you start spreading propaganda on the internet that this is not real and it's a fake and there's no such thing as a virus, there's no such thing as coronavirus, and all this, these are the idiots. They're going to go out in public and not wash their hands, not take any precautions, and they're going to endanger the lives and families of everybody else out there because they don't even believe it's real. Now, you can get mad at me and you can unfollow me, you can unsubscribe me, and you can do whatever you want to do, but it's not going to stop me from talking. It's not going to stop and change my perception on this. So it's a real virus. People are really dying. People are really getting infected. And the economy is really shaking from this. And if you don't believe that, You need to open your eyes, go to any, listen, I'm telling you, the airline industry alone, hundreds of billions of dollars have been lost in the airline industry. Shipping industry, industrial industry, the retail industry, all these industries, the entire economy is buckling right now. And you can say, oh, I don't believe it. It's fake news. It ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna change nothing because you are in a denial state, just like the majority of Americans and the majority of the world. They don't believe these things are happening. They don't believe that, for example, today in Liverpool in England, a children's hospital now is now the center of this because children have now come down with this in a hospital, in children's hospital. They're quarantining several workers there, and they're afraid that all these children have been exposed to this. The World Health Organization has come out in the beginning, and here's another. Everybody kept coming out and saying, oh, this is just a head cold. This is just a flu. There's nothing wrong. This is nothing to be concerned about. Well, now the World Health Organization has come out, and they have raised the mortality level to 3.4, which, if you want to do the math on this, is 34 times more deadly than the flu. So again, you can't keep going out and saying that this is just a head cold. It's not going to fly anymore. Even the World Health Organization has acknowledged that. You can't say that anymore because they've raised the mortality rate on this. There's residents even out of Seattle are saying that some of the locations of tourist locations have turned into literal ghost towns. The Seattle mayor has declared a state of emergency. California has declared a state of emergency. Washington State has declared a state of emergency. Outside of America, in South Korea, the capital has been completely, basically left empty because of mass quarantines, people fearing going out in public places. So going again, you can continue to bury your head in the sand and say that this is not happening, but it is happening. And even today, let me give you another headline. South Korean health officials rather came out today and are now warning that it will be impossible to fully contain this virus as infections have now spread within many communities. Quote, the latest reports indicate that two New York City residents have now tested positive. This is two more and more and more and more and every single day, which now brings the number of cases in the state to 13. And it's probably more than that as we speak because it's a buck short and a day late. The newly infected patients do not have any known connection to any of the previous cases. So this, again, this is why we're talking about community spread. Meanwhile, in the Seattle region, where the location of the largest concentrations of the virus here in the United States so far that is known, U.S. big tech companies are now asking employees to work from home. And a school district with more than 23,500 students have now shut the entire school down for up to 14 days. Listen to me. Listen to my words, what I'm telling you. You think that what's going on in South Korea and what's going on in Italy and what's going on in the United Kingdom, where they're shutting schools down, they're shutting businesses down, they're quarantining mass amounts of people. You think that's not coming to America? Wake up. Because if this thing is, if by the mercy of God, and if it is not stopped or somehow contained, then it is a matter of weeks. I was watching Fox News today, and a Fox News correspondent came on today and said from her sources that it will be in a matter of months, we will see hundreds of thousands of cases of confirmed coronavirus cases in America. And when she was asked, do you believe the count of infections are far greater than what is being told to us, and she absolutely did not deny it. So again, you're going to see mass school closings. You're going to see hospitals being filled to the max. You're going to see businesses shutting down. This is what's going to happen if this thing continues going in the direction that it's going. It's not a matter of if, but when, if it is not contained. All right, I've got good news at the end of this, guys. So please don't just hang on. I got good news. I'm just giving you, look, fear and panic of this thing has stricken citizens to the point where even in Australia, there was a report that came out of Australia where people are pleading with their local veterinarians to even have their pets euthanized over fear that their pets can give it to them. Now, before you, and I'm not saying, listen, I have three cats. We don't have any dogs. We have three cats. I would not do this. They're family to us. Our pets are family to us, and I would not ever do that. But before we think this is crazy, I saw an article today that came out. The Drudge Report posted an article. This was from, I can't pull it up now. I'm trying to find this. I believe it was from the Washington Times. If I can pull this up. We reported this, but it was from a UK affiliate. But now I saw where it's being reported here by a US source. Here it is right here. Let me pull this up. This is right straight from this is the Seattle Times. So this is a credible news source. And I want to read this here. A dog has a, quote, low-level coronavirus infection in the first known human-to-animal transmission. And this is the same report that's being reflected. And I remember we shared this on End Time Headlines and people thought it was crazy and it's fear-mongering. Well, again, this is from the Washington Post that is now being shared from the Seattle Times. So you could take it however you want. Again, denial. We're in the denial state. A pet dog in Hong Kong has been tested for a low-level infection of the coronavirus. Now, you could take that how you want, but nevertheless, experts are now saying that this could be the first known human-to-animal transmission of this coronavirus. Again, guys, I've said this from the beginning, that this virus is a mystery. It's progressing, it's transitioning, it's a mystery. Even the World Health Organization, the CDC, experts of infectious disease, the whole nine yards, they don't fully know what we're dealing with. And by the way, it was also reported from several outlets that there's now two strains of this one virus, two strains. One is a low-level strain that is less deadly, and in the other one is the more deadlier strain. So this is explaining why some people has been infected by the virus, but then they come out of it, they recover, and then they get infected again. And one of the speculations is because they got infected with one strain of it, and then they recover only to get hit with the second strain of it. Again, you could take it how you want. You could take it or leave it. But Google, listen, I know many of you don't like Google, but Google's your friend when you want to research something. Go and search it yourself, and you'll find what I'm telling you is out there from multiple sources. We're up to 11 deaths in the United States. Italy has closed down all schools. Los Angeles has declared a state of emergency. In New York, cases keep climbing. Seattle, cases keep climbing. It's spread. Tennessee's got its first case. It's just spreading all over through the United States. Again, this thing is just picking up pace. Inevitable, inevitable, inevitable. So, again, I want to go back to what I said. There's three levels of a pandemic. The first level is where we're at right now as a society, and that's denial. People are going to continue. There'll be people on this broadcast, people in podcasts, YouTube, right here on Facebook Live, and they will still call this fake news. They will still say that this is a hoax. They will still say that this is fabricated. They will still say this is fear-mongering because it's denial. But then what will happen is you'll get to a stage, you'll get to the anger level. That's the next level, anger. Now, can I tell you, honestly, I had this conversation today with a dear friend of mine, and I said, I'm at this level somewhat right now with the anger level. Number one is the test kits. It's ridiculous. South Korea and other nations are testing thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, and we're playing politics in America, and we can't get these tests out to test people. Number two, another reason why I'm angry is, listen, if CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, CNBC, NBC, ABC, all these other news outlets, if they would get people, there's been what? How many cases now? Confirmed, over hundreds of cases in America that's been confirmed and only 11 deaths. Of all these hundreds of people, I know for a fact there's people that's recovered from this. So why don't you, mainstream media, why don't you get people that's recovered from this, get them on national television and talk to people and let them know, look, you can get infected through this and you can come out on the other side and you can recover from this. That would kill a lot of the fear. That would give people hope to know, look, these people have been infected with this and they're recovering from this just fine and they're coming out of it. Why are we not doing that? Why are we not hearing from people that are recovering from this? I don't understand that. Now, we can throw some conspiracy theories out there of why that's not happening, but I don't want to get into that. I'm just saying, guys, that angers me. That we listen, you can Skype them from their home, their quarantine home, their hospital room, whatever. You can Skype them. You can get them on Skype and say, look, we went through this. The co-founders, I believe it was. Let me see if I can pull this up on. I saw this article the other day. One of the higher ups of Apple. Because I don't want to. It could have been a. I don't. It was not a co-founder, but he was a CEO. It was somebody in Apple, and I saw this article. And he believes that he could have been patient zero. And I read this whole article and he talks about how back when this all first started, he traveled over from China and him and his wife both, and they exhibited symptoms and they thought it was just a flu. So he stopped all of his travels. He stopped his engagements. He said that he had, he didn't have much, there was a lot of pain in his body. A lot of aching. And I believe it was his wife that was coughing up. They both had a cough. They both had sore throat. And I believe it was his wife said that she was even coughing up blood, but they recovered from it. But they believe they could have been ground zero because they didn't test them for it. Again, it's frustrating. All right. So again, but they did recover from it. But why are we not hearing from them? Oh, that's right, because we can't officially test them for it. So, again, watch this. You're going to see the denial, and then you're going to go into the anger, and then eventually, nations are going to become humbled. And this is already happening in places like Italy and China, where they will be humbled. They will be brought to their knees. And the whole world is now starting to get to this place. And you'll go from denial to anger to acceptance. And you'll begin to accept it as a way of life. And you'll have to take all the precautions that you need to take in order to prevent and to survive this thing. Now listen, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. It would be an injustice not to pray at the end of this segment. But guys, listen, until now, I've said, take whatever measures you need to take as your family. But I'm going to tell you right now, you need to prepare. Listen, if the World Health Organization is saying it, and the CDC is saying it, and governments are saying it, and the State Department saying it, then I think it's okay for a preacher on a podcast or on a YouTube or on a Facebook Live to say, you need to make preparations. You need to prepare for in the event that you're quarantined to your home. Are you going to have enough water? Are you going to have enough food? Are you going to have enough supplies? Are you ready? Or are you going to be saying, are you still in denial with your head buried in the sand saying it's all a hoax and it's a political ploy and there's no such thing? And then when the storm comes knocking at your door, what are you going to do? I'm sorry, I pray happy days will be back soon, but right now this is what it is. But David said in Psalms 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." I'm going to say that again. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Notice he's walking through it. He's not staking out. It's not going to last forever. We're going to walk through this thing. We're going to come out of this thing. We're going to come out on the other end of this thing. "Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with us, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us." He is preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Remember the 91st Psalm says, he says, 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. That's my prayer tonight. Father, release this prayer over them. Release this declaration over them. Father, I pray that you'd comfort every heart. Give peace to those that are listening to this broadcast tonight. Lord, give them a spirit of wisdom. Lord, you said even a prudent man makes preparations, so that when the storm comes, he's not caught off guard, but he has prepared him and his household. Even Noah, he prepared his household for the saving of his household, so that he didn't prepare when the storm was there. He prepared before the storm ever came, before there was ever a drop of rain, before there was ever lightning, before the fountains of the deep burst open. Lord, he had already made preparations. Joseph, when he saw that there was 7 years of famine coming, he made preparations and prepared accordingly. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that your people is preparing accordingly. And when we can do all that we can do, we will rely and trust in the arm of the Lord. Because when it's all said and done, Father, we believe and we know that you are our provider. You are our healer. You're the great physician. You are our banner, our shield, our buckler, our rock, and our fortress. The name of the Lord is the high tower in which the righteous run into and are safe. So right now, in the authority that the Lord God has given us as believers, we curse COVID-19. Whatever you call yourself, we command you in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. We command this virus to dry up right now and die in Jesus' name. And we command you to go back to the very pits of hell where you were birthed from. In Jesus' name. Come on, and all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Listen, we're going to keep ministering. And I'm going to tell you, guys, it could come down to, we're talking about churches being closed down, public gatherings closed down, concerts, venues. But listen, we're going to continue ministering right here, right into your homes, right into your office, right into your living room. We're going to continue to minister the Word of God. We're going to continue to release prayer. We're going to release our faith. We're going to continue to update you. We're going to continue to contend, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing, Lord willing, By faith, we're going to keep going in Jesus' name. So we love you guys. God bless you again. We hope that you subscribe to our main website where you can get a daily digest in your inbox every single day. Get push notifications. Be alerted of what's going on from all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. As always, we want to encourage you, if you'd like to support this ministry with a gift of any amount, whether it be a one-time gift or a monthly partnership, we always give you that opportunity to do that right under the Facebook Live link. There's a link right there where it says support ETH. You just click on that link and it'll take you right there to the link where you can click on. If you're watching by YouTube, again, all that information's there below and at the end of this broadcast and also on podcast as well. So we love you guys. God bless you. Listen, guys, stay safe. Stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Stay in His Word. Stay under the blood of Jesus. And for goodness sake, use wisdom. Wash your hands and do what you need to do to protect you and your family. In Jesus' name.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.